I'm going to do a geeky gay, which I have no idea. You guys, somebody call in or email me and tell me what I should do for the live geeky gay. I have options. I could do more. I could do an entire week of geeky gay episodes and just pretend like it's a regular geeky gay, but just do them like Big Fatty does. I think he does 3 Big Fatty Onlines. I could do 5 geeky gays. I could do that. The timing is an issue because I hit the music and everything by hand normally. And I don't have whereas Fatty has a template that he uses that's exactly 20 minutes. But because I only have an hour to fill, you know, if I did that, I would have to make sure that I exactly timed each episode.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I could do just pretend like Big Fatty does.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4074. BFO for Monday the 18th of...
Pray. September
2023, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you about a very, very, very busy weekend, Big Fatty. Shut it down as Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you shut her down as, because, y'all, that's what happened over the weekend. They shut down the Pride 48 live streaming weekend. Y'all, I think everybody had a good time. I'm sure that Daniel Bieber and old Crooked Hat probably worked their fannies off, Big Fatty. I'll remind you of this several more times, but y'all, Big Fatty's show on Friday night, y'all, I'm going to split it up just like old Crooked Hat said at the beginning of today's little show. I'm going to split it up into 3 different episodes of the BFO. So if you weren't able to listen on Friday night, but y'all, I'm going to spread them out a little bit just because I've got birthdays and anniversariums coming up. And y'all, I need to have a full 20 minutes to be able to include those kinds of things. So y'all, the only 3 days I have the rest of this month that I don't have any celebrations of exiting the birth canal or anniversariums are Tamari, which I will be doing the first of 3 parts of the Pride 48 hour, and then the following 2, I say Tuesday the 26th, and then Thursday of next week on the 28th. But y'all, all of that will be, you'll be reminded of that many more times. Yes, Big Fatty, we have to suffer through those reminders and then have to suffer through hearing the Pride 48 again. Well, I'm sorry. Oh, Big Fatty, wonderful. I'm so glad that you're going to be able to present this to all of us who were unable or didn't want to hear it. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I see y'all today, the 18th of September, y'all, we have not one, but 2, I say, chew celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he's on the 20, Big Fatty follows him on there. Y'all, he posts lots of, of horror-related pictures and all. Y'all used to join us in the chat room, or maybe as a participant, I don't really remember, of the Stick It With a Poke weekend. Y'all, I am, he's over there in the Singapore, Mexico. Y'all, I am referring to none other than the one and only Ed Gong.
Big Fatty, we love Ed Gong.
We do indeed. And y'all, then, also today, y'all, she's she met her face-to-face at Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas, y'all, and it was one of the early Pride 48s. It may have been the first in-person one, but y'all, she got her birthday spankings right there in the restaurant at, I don't remember if it was the Luxor, or I think it was at the Luxor. Y'all, just as nice as she can be, y'all, she has been on, during Pride 48 this weekend. Y'all, I'm talking about one of the founders and personalities on the only, y'all, I believe I've got this right, it's the only Pride 48 little show that has, won a podcast award. You know, the gayest boys want to win one of those. Okay. But anyway, y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Nicole of Nowhere.
Big Daddy, we love Nicole.
We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Ed Gong or Nicole on the Twix, or the Metaspace, or the Woolly Mammoth, or the Spools, or, hell, I don't know where else, Christian Mingle? Well, maybe, y'all, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Kiss me, Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
So y'all, a lot been going on. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the little show. And y'all, y'all, it started. It started. The weekend started off on an odd note. Y'all, I watched the Big Brother, of course, Thursday night, and they said goodbye to that Izzy Wizzy, and Big Fatty, spoiler alert! Oh, I think we did that in the wrong...
Yes, Big Fatty, you fucked it up.
Y'all watched the Big Brother, and then I headed to bed, and y'all, I was sleeping like a baby. Sleeping like a baby when I got a textimonium. And y'all, it woke me up. And y'all, sometimes, and this doesn't happen often, but sometimes, you know, that Hendrick, you know, over there in the Germany, Mexico, he'll send me a textimonium or something like that by mistake, thinking, you know, not thinking of the time zone difference and all like that. But every once in a while that has happened. And I thought, oh, why is Hendrick sending me a textimonium? Well, y'all, of course, you know, if Hendrick's sending me a textimonium, it's probably has something to do with Pwn. So I went to look at it, and y'all, it was an alert. It was an alert from the bank saying that the Horror Club Visa card, the debit card had a suspicious transaction on it. And y'all, I'm half asleep.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And y'all, it said that there was a suspicious charge from California to a company called iHerb, I-H-E-R-B. And so it says, call us immediately if you did not make this. So, y'all, I get up and I get on the horn, and y'all, you never know about these things, because some of them, they try to get your information by thinking that you're trying to do something, do the right thing, and you're actually doing the exact wrong thing. So y'all, I called the number, and it sounded like the bank and everything on there, and it gives me the mechanical, and I go through it and all, and then it's asking for some information. I said, you know what, I'm not going to answer this right now. So y'all, I got up and I went to the computer and went to the www and signed in, and sure enough, there was an alert e-letter or message that had been that was showing up in the account. So, and it was the same number that I had called. So I called the number and spoke. I didn't want to talk to the mechanical, so I talked to a nice lady, and she helped me out and everything. And the account was card was frozen, the transaction was denied, and they canceled the card, and they've got a new one in the mail to Big Fatty. So y'all, that was the way my morning started. Well, y'all, I went right back to bed, slept like a baby, got up and did my normal routine. Even though, y'all, it was going to be a busy day. Busy, busy, busy. But, y'all, I borrowed the Nip's car, Betty White. I believe he referred to her in the proper English term, Beatrice White. And he was still sound asleep. And, y'all, I took my clock back to the cools, because, you know, it didn't work. Y'all, there's a reasonable assumption that a clock will keep time when you purchase it. So, Big Fatty, a broken clock is right twice a day. Well, that's true. But anyway, took it back. They gave me a credit and all this kind of stuff. Y'all, every time I walk in there, there's more and more crema stuff up everywhere. Everywhere. They don't have the... They hadn't decorated the store yet, but y'all, I suspect that will be happening in the next 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, maybe the month of October. Anyway, y'all, I came back home, and y'all, I was putting the final touches on the BFO show for right night, and y'all, I pulled some clips from the Friday show prior to Big Fatty's calamity with the 20 minutes of silence, you know, just saying how excited I was and all this, and then I pulled the Monday show after the 20 minutes of silence during the weekend and played parts of that. And y'all, then there was, I went back and did a little research on all the different shows. You know, we did 48 hours of podcasting that first year. But anyway, came back and I was finishing all that up, and y'all, the phone rang and they said, Herbert Crowdy, Ruby Red is ready. I said, thank you for calling. So y'all, I had to wait for the Nip to wake up. And y'all, about 4 o'clock, he was awake, and got him to take me up to the car dealership, and y'all picked up Ruby Red, and he dropped me off, and I went in and pulled out the American Express charge plate, and the lady says, "You don't owe us anything." I said, "What do you mean I don't owe you anything?" She goes, the new battery that you had installed, as part of, I think they call it the quick lane. It's where you get your oil changed and all that kind of stuff right there at the dealership, part of the dealership, the battery failed. And so y'all, since I had just bought the new battery, they just put a new one in there. And y'all, and you know, they said, oh, you know, it'll be $189 to run the diagnostic. Well, y'all, I didn't pay nothing. And y'all, they went ahead and they took care of the recall work that I couldn't get scheduled until February of next year. So y'all, I drove Ruby Red home. Everything's just fine. Didn't cost me a cent. I couldn't believe it, y'all. I was stunned. Stunned, I tell you. And anyway, y'all got home and started getting ready for right at Fatty's. And y'all, we were having the mega meat Mussolini spaghetti and a Caesar salad and fresh baked sourdough bread. And then for dessert, we were having hot fudge brownie sundae. Y'all, it was, Durwood said it was kind of like the old days at the, when you went to the Shoney's and you got the hot fudge cake. And y'all, it was so good. we all loved it. We just loved it. And then young Nicholas was there, and Granny and Durwood and the Nip, and y'all, it was just a lovely evening. And y'all, then I had to excuse myself.
Big Freddy, did you soil yourself?
No, I had to get ready for the Pride 48.
Oh, okay.
So y'all, I caught the tail end of the the opening show with that Daniel Biba and old Crooked Hat, and then the rest of the crew here, they sat out on the porch. Y'all, it's been lovely weather here. It's just been delightful, just delightful. And they were listening to the little show, and they were in the chat room on their cellular telephoning devices. And I don't know what all was going on, but y'all, I did the little show, and it came off without a hitch.
Big Fatty, so the bar was not quite as low as previous years, no.
And y'all, I hadn't been able to listen to as many of the little shows as I wanted to this weekend. Y'all, busy, busy, busy. And so I don't know which little shows set the bar really low, but y'all, I hope that folks will post their recordings in their normal feeds or whatever, so that everybody can listen. Y'all are here. I heard that there was a tribute to the old gal that Joe Batanz did. Auntie Verna Charles, this is your life. And y'all, it lasted about 2.5 minutes, which is twice as long as I thought it would. But y'all, I'm going to have to tell you about the rest of the weekend tomorrow. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Now, once again, Big Fatty's going to play his Pride 48 shows, divided up into 3 20-minute shows, just like old Crooked Hat said I would. The first one will be Tamari. I guess I'll tell you about the rest of the weekend on Wednesday, because Tamari's the first installment of the Pride 48 weekend show. And then next Tuesday, the 26th, and the final installment will be on the 28th. So
yes, Big Fatty.
So y'all, you're gonna have to wait to hear about the weekend on Hump Day.
Big Fatty sounds like the old Crooked Hat telling about his vacation to Iceland. Anything you want to add to that, Crooked Hat?
I could just pretend like Big Fatty does.
Oh yes, we'll just play make believe that everybody wants to hear the Pride 48 show.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.